Hi everyone, it's Roger and Matt here from the Disney Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Toy Story 4 merchandise. We're also going to be talking about the Disney Channel at the D23 Expo. And then also we're going to be talking about a brand new Pixar movie called Soul, which they have announced. So, but before we jump into any of that, make sure you do subscribe on the audio platform, subscribe on YouTube as well. Go check us out over at DisneyKingdom.com, and obviously you can follow us on all the different social medias. So let's begin first off with our first topic, and I think it's going to be Toy Story 4. Toy Story 4 hit cinemas and theatres across the US and Europe, assuming Canada as well today. And obviously with that, tons of new merchandise. Some of it's been out for a while, some of it's brand new this week. It's been just tons of it. So what, Matt, has caught your eye from the Toy Story lineup so far?
Mainly those Woody and Buzz dolls that that fall whenever you say somebody's coming.
They look pretty cool. They didn't seem to be that cheap though, because they're obviously interactive toys.
Yeah,
and sort of.
I'm assuming it's around $30 to $40 at least.
Yeah, I mean they did look very, very cool. It's kind of one of those things I think with. I mean, I know when I've been walking around like the supermarkets doing my shop, you know, you can see all the Toy Stories, you know, they've got stacks of toys there, which is kind of quite interesting because generally they don't tend to do that so much. But this, for the Toy Story movie, it's like they know that it's a very popular thing. I know my nephew is loving Toy Story. I've been buying him tons of Toy Story stuff for the past 6 months or so. It just in general, it's tons of it out there.
Yeah, especially... close to release, because they were trying to hide some of the characters from trailers and such. So now there's tons of like Gabby merchandise and Duke Kaboom and those kind of characters, because usually it was just like the main Toy Story characters, and then Forky got announced in the first trailer, and then it was his merchandise, and then the others got introduced. Now it's their turn to get merchandise.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what characters turn out to be popular. You know, sometimes also with merchandise, you see a lot of merchandise, they might only have one scene in the movie. Have you seen Toy Story 4 yet?
No, I was supposed to, but we decided to wait until Tuesday.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to try and see it in the week. It was not kind of that kind of thing, like opening day. It was like, yeah, it's fine. We'll see it within the first week or two.
True.
So I'm looking forward to it. I think... Kaboom, was it the guy played by Keanu Reeves, the evil Knievel character?
Yeah, he's basically the Canadian evil Knievel.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool. I think the fact that you got Keanu Reeves in there, I think that's definitely looking good. And I'm loving Forky.
They got a lot of old celebrities to do some cameos, like Mel Brooks and Carol Brunet and some others. It's probably just going to be like one or two like cameos in Ben Antique Store.
Yeah. That's the thing, because they've kind of definitely given plenty of new things. There was lots of new merchandise went on sale as of today. Saturday, there was we saw some new Toy Box Shufflers, we saw some new Tiny Big Feet, there was a new Magic Band, that Forky Magic Band, and I'll be honest. So we had all the Funko stuff, so we had some new Pop Vinyls, some Mystery Minis, bits and pieces. Plenty out there. We had some Lego sets, they got released a few months ago. That's kind of...
I believe there's three toy makers that have the Toy Story 4 license at the moment. There's Hasbro, there's Mattel, and there's Thinkway Toys, a Canadian company that's had the rights since the first movie. Because nobody was sure if it's going to be a hit, so Mattel refused, Hasbro refused, and they had to go to Canada to find somebody willing to do Toy Story toys.
Yeah, don't think they have that problem now, but it's definitely lots of bits and pieces out there. I think as well, as it's kind of going to be interesting which characters jump up first. I think Forky definitely feels like that. Yeah, I think Forky's going to be the main one. I'm actually kind of quite looking forward to as well, because he's also got that Disney Plus short series as well coming up. And things like Gabby and Officer Giggles and a few other ones, they're looking a little bit generic.
The redesigned Bo Peep is going to be a seller for sure.
Yeah. I did see some Toy Box action figures. They were the Disney Infinity old figures. Like, they repackaged a number of those ones. They put like Woody with Forky, but they are identical to the previously released figures, though Bo Peep was brand new. I didn't bother picking any of them up because I've already got Woody and Buzz. Actually, I'm saying that. And I'm pretty sure.
I don't have my Disney Store near me. That's the problem. It's like 5 hours.
Yeah, I actually think my nephew might have ended up taking off with my Toy Story figures. I think that he saw them and then he started playing with them. And I was like, yeah, you know what? You can just have play with them. So I probably should have picked some up for myself for my display unit. But yeah, I mean, I think it's good that they've kind of released them, especially also Bullseye, because he was part of like a four pack and now they've released him individually, which is definitely a cool thing. But no, there's just plenty of
windows.
They obviously seem to be doing well because they keep doing them. I think they're going to be a relatively kind of quite cheap one. I was surprised they didn't do any Zoom Zooms. I know they released them in Japan, but they didn't release them anywhere else. They haven't
Zoom Zoom is pretty much dead because the fact that it was not in the newest Nintendo Direct kind of shows that.
Yeah, it's. I think that game is going to be a big hit for Japan, but I don't know about the rest of the world. But the fact that it was not really seen. Yeah, I mean, just the, like the actual soft toys themselves, I've not really seen very many releases. They've
just like whereas Japan, I'm still getting that are still around.
Yeah,
the mystery blind bags.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the Jack Pacific ones. So I don't know. It's just at the minute, it's very funny. I'm not too sure about these tiny big feet, whether or not they are kind of hitting that same itch. Because it doesn't
I'm not even sure what it is, to be honest. Like, I've seen the Alice ones, and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it's a bit odd. They're very small, then big feet. And then you got the Toy Box Shufflers. I think seem to be very close. Forky looks just strange. I mean, I know I've said before about the Rex one that came out a while ago that it just looked really weird, but that one just looked odd.
I don't know one toy that's going to sell out.
Yeah.
The Forky kits where you can make your own Forkies. I've seen them in Michael's. I've seen them at Walmart. Those kits are everywhere.
Yeah. I probably should pick up the Pop Vinyl. I think that's definitely the Forky. I think that's definitely needs to be something I need to look at doing. But as a whole, lots of different things out there. I think in some ways it's very safe because they've kind of got those traditional characters to fall back on and they can kind of slide in these new ones. But who knows? I think some of the characters, maybe like Gabby, until we really see them, what they're doing, there's just a lot of choice out there. And I think also they've been sort of churning out to Toy Story merchandise ahead of it using established characters. But we'll have to know what you guys think of the Toy Story 4 merchandise in the comments below. Shifting gears, let's now talk about another Soul, which is a brand new movie which is going to be coming out in June 2020. I will just read the description, the official description of that we have been told. It will be coming out on the 19th of June, just to get the date in. So ever wonder where your passion, your dreams, and your interests come from? What is it that makes you, you? In 2020, Pixar takes you on a journey from the streets of New York City to the cosmic realm to discover the answers to life's most important questions. It's been directed by Academy Award-winning director Pete Docter, who did Up and Inside Out, and it'll also be produced by Academy Award nominee Dana Murray, who did The Loose Short. So all we've seen is this image, which shows off like a little yellow dot and a little orange things inside the soul. We really don't know. A lot of people are kind of saying it sounds a little bit like Inside Out. Obviously, the fact that he did direct that one could be. I think it's going to be completely different. But I'm loving, absolutely loving the fact that we have got next year two original Pixar movies that are
and the original Disney one too.
Yeah, which one was the Disney one?
Yeah, November 25, 2020.
Oh yeah. Did they announce a name for it?
No, it said. No. All we know is Frozen 2. That's it. Like there's one coming out 2020, 2021, and 2022. We know nothing about it. We don't know if it's sequels, but I doubt it, because. Jennifer Lee's in charge, and I doubt we're going to be focusing on sequels right now.
That's the one thing I'm loving about this Pixar Soul movie, because now with Onward and this one, that means we've got two Pixar movies in 1 year. Both of them are original IP. Pixar have been leaning way too heavily
on sequels, yeah.
Sequels. I mean, you look at it in the recent last few years, the last few movies.
There was Cars Finding 3, Dory.
Finding Dory. You had Toy Story 4.
Incredibles.
Incredibles 2. The only one that really kind of stood out was Coco, which is my personal favorite from at least the last 5 years. I don't mind the franchises and I don't mind sequels, but I feel like Finding Dory was good. Incredibles 2 was very weak. I didn't really think much of that. Considering how well that one did at the box office, I didn't really think it necessarily warranted that. But I don't mind, like, you know, if they did like every other one.
That one? Finding Dory and Incredibles, I'm going to be honest, they were pretty lazy sequels. It was just pretty much a rewrite of the same plot as the first movie, but switch out the guy with the girl. So basically, instead of Nemo, it's about Dory. Instead of Mr. Incredible leaving his family behind, it's Mrs. Incredible leaving his family behind. Yeah. It is the same movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so bad if it was like every second or every third movie was a sequel. I don't have a problem with that. I don't mind them being sequels, but
what happened with Disney. We had Zootopia, Moana, and then we got a sequel. That's how it should be.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier on the What's on Disney Plus podcast. We were talking a little bit about Soul and all the sequels and prequels and things like that, and like with all the live action ones and how they've been doing it, it just feels like Disney this year, especially 2019, is probably one of the most unoriginal lineups for Disney.
There's
nothing really standing out from this lineup of this year, which is exciting. I'm more excited about the Fox movies, the Spies in Disguise. It might be in a bad slot. It's in an awful slot on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
At least now I can go, at least it's a new movie. At least it's new characters.
And
at least it's
different. Yeah. The whole Fox thing is, especially with Dark Phoenix. Oh,
boy. Yeah. I am looking forward to Ford versus Ferrari. And also, I think Ad Astra should be quite interesting. But it's that kind of thing of, these are like the old leftover ones. I'm still very interested to see where Blue Sky Studios, they've been out there in, I think it was Barcelona this week, showing off the different bits and pieces. And Blue Sky Studios still seems to be heavily promoted as one of the brands.
There is about two or three movies coming out, but do you have any predictions for Soul? I know I have one, and it's a casting prediction, but I hope it happens.
Yeah, go ahead.
I am predicting right now that they're going to get the host of the Cosmos show to be in Soul in some way. It makes too much sense.
What's the Cosmos show? I don't know.
It's a show from Fox where they talked about different aspects of the universe, and it's like a really thought-provoking show. And the host was a guy on a spaceship, and he was talking about various aspects of life, and it just makes sense for Soul.
Never heard of it, so it's difficult. I think for me, from the description, it's like I have got no idea where this movie's gonna go. I am wondering if we are gonna see the teaser trailer at the D23 Expo. I'm kind of wondering if
I think it's too soon.
Well, we got Onward, which is March, so another 3 months, and that was last month. So we get to August, that's another 3 months later. It could
be.
Yeah, I would think if they're going to kind of come out, that could be a good way of dropping something. They might do it before then, but they're going to have to hold some stuff back for.
It's either going to be D23 or it's going to be at like New York Comic Con or something like that.
Yeah, it's like we said, that Onward one just dropped out of nowhere. It could literally be anything, but it's coming out 3 months later, so therefore, you know, June, July, August, it just does slide up with what they've done previously. They seem to be about 9 months or so out from when the movie comes out. But I'm interested to see where Soul goes. But let us know in the comments below. So let's move on to our final topic of the week, and that's the D23 Expo. Disney announced a number of details this week about the D23 Expo side for the Disney Channel. And I know this was definitely something that Matt wanted to talk about this week. So I'm just going to go through some of the details here first off. There's going to be lots of meet and greet sessions. There's going to be, so from the list here, we've got a character appearances from Fancy Nancy, Vampira. You're also going to have Just Roll With It. You're going to have Raven's Home is going to be represented. Sydney to the Max, Coop and Caddy Ask the World, DuckTales. We've got the Big Hero 6 series. Zombie Stars, they're going to be there. The Bunked Stars will be there. And also, I think that there was also a particular panel as well. But there was, it's kind of a weird thing. There wasn't really as much there as maybe a lot of people were hoping for.
Especially considering that a lot of the Disney shows are either entering their biggest seasons or they're ending. Like the Tangled series is ending. And I know the showrunners were very disappointed they didn't get a D23 panel this year, considering they had live performances from Mandy Moore and the actress for Cassandra planned to be performed during the panel. And while unfortunately the voice of Eugene is going to be where I'm going at Fan Expo Canada during that same weekend.
Yeah,
but
it's
the big thing is the animated shows only got one panel this year, and it is insulting considering that like Star versus the Force of Evil just ended. DuckTales is really popular. Big Hero 6 is entering halfway through its second season. Milo Murphy's Law and Phineas and Ferb has a movie on Disney Plus. I would have mentioned that would have gone the panel.
Yeah, I mean, we might see a bit about the Phineas and Ferb bit in the Disney Plus, because there's a Disney Plus panel. Because we know we've got the movie panel, we know we've got the Disney Plus panel, and we know that we've got the Parks and Resorts panel. And there's also obviously, like, I think, like the Legend show. There's obviously the thing is of them trying to fit in what it is. Because I saw there was quite a bit of a hoopla on like Twitter and stuff and Facebook about, you know, they're going to be not a huge amount of that. And as a whole, the animation department over at Disney seems to be very strange.
They do not promote the animated shows at all unless they're doing monstrous ratings. Like right now, they don't even air commercials on Disney Channel for the animated stuff. While here in Canada, they do. It's like, how do you want people to watch their shows if you don't promote it?
I mean, and this is the thing we were talking about as well on the What's on Disney Plus podcast this morning, was about how they are essentially, like, now in like July and June, they are dumping show after show after show daily because they want to get, it almost feels like they know that most of them are going to be watched through the Disney Now app.
And DuckTales and Big Hero 6 were done in 2 weeks. They just dumped like 10, 15 episodes in 2 weeks. And that's strange.
If the only thing is while it's strange from the idea of how we traditionally have them like weekly, it does make sense in some way for them to be there, for kids to consume, for, you know, most people to consume in bulk over the week, over the summer, especially with the kids being, everybody being, a lot of them being off. It, that kind of feeds into this idea of having them all binge watching and repeat viewing. It's probably that the numbers are probably showing that that's what's happening, because
the numbers were not good for the weekday airings compared to the weekend airings. Like Marlo Murphy surprised everyone. It started the second season at the bottom, like 350,000 views per weekend, but at the end when Disney stopped airing it, it jumped. It beat all the other Disney Channel shows. They had weeks where they had 475,000 views per weekend, and that was a show Disney never promoted, and it beat all the others.
It's funny because I actually saw the first episode last week, because it's now airing like on a Sunday morning in like the Sunday morning kids slot on one of our channels.
Yeah, it's
over here.
It's so, same thing here in Canada. It's on Sunday mornings here as well. Yeah.
So, I mean, I usually seem to end up spending Sunday morning just watching sort of Disney and Marvel cartoons before I go off to work. And it was like, okay, this is kind of quite cool. I'll kind of give this one a go. And it was a kind of situation of, I think it would be very interesting to see what the, you know, while they are looking at the viewing figures, it's the repeat viewing. And also, I'm sure the Disney Now app must be having, and People on Demand and the
True.
That's where they're looking at the numbers. And I think it's like everything now. While the traditional viewing slot is important on the channel. It's what the long term gain of, you know, we see it with TV shows all the time going, oh, it's going to got so many people watching, but what's the overall?
Yeah, because those views are important, because if your show is not doing good, you're getting canceled.
Yeah, I mean, there was another other show recently, not necessarily, it wasn't a Disney one, it's certainly not suitable for Disney, but it stars Zendaya, who we see in, I'm sure I mispronounced her name there, from the Spider-Man Far From Home. She did a series, awful ratings on television, but massive viewings online. And this is the big shift over what we're obviously going to find with Disney Plus. And I am wondering, there was also some talk about Disney Plus not being suitable, or they're not necessarily suitable, but there's something that they're pushing that they don't want it just for kids. And it feels a little bit at the minute like they're holding a lot of stuff back, maybe for later. And they don't want to get the word out of like Disney is just about kids' show. It just feels like at the minute we're in this weird bit where they go, we're making all this stuff for the Disney Channel and Disney Channel are promoting it, but we don't want to kind of make too much noise.
And it reminds me of something else. You were speaking about Marvel cartoons earlier.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man show ended its halfway point in August last year, and Disney announced nothing for almost a year. And suddenly they're like, oh yeah, we're airing the rest of season 2 in the fall, and we're gonna have a new season next year about Venom. It's like, okay, you wait a year to announce this, and all the rest of season 2 already aired overseas on in Norway.
It just doesn't make any sense.
You have the episodes, just air them.
I think they are holding back. I think they are, and they don't want to essentially kind of, I think they are holding content back for Disney Plus, but I also feel like they're trying not to put out, there's just a shift going on in how people are watching television. And this is where I think the D23 Expo, like seeing what they've got all these different shows up there, but they're very much what I would call, they're all the hits from this summer. They're all like various, you know, quite established characters and meetings. There's nothing there that's kind of forward thinking at all. This is all very much, I mean, there's no even Descendants 3 or anything like that. I mean, that's all kind of coming out a couple of weeks before the D23 Expo.
Yeah, true. But also, the panel that we're getting is Big City Greens. And the most noble thing I've heard is that Kermit the Frog is going to be there as the quote-unquote host of the panel, because season 1 had Fozzie Bear as a voice cameo in an episode, so maybe we're going to see that Kermit is doing a voice cameo for season 2.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I need to watch that one. I need to check if it's on Disney Life. I don't know if it is. This is the trouble with Disney Life over here at the moment. It's like a year late, so this is the trouble of sometimes with series I don't quite get it unless you want to watch it live, and of course that's the problem of
I've been wanting to talk about the shows on here, but since he's super behind, I don't want to spoil him.
It's very, very tricky. Of course, I'm hoping once we get Disney Plus going and we can kind of get a little bit more up to date on stuff. But as a whole, I mean, I just thought the Disney Channel offering did seem a little odd. I think they have got some like limited edition merchandise as well. So they've got some limited edition collection of T-shirts from Disney Channel favorites, including High School Musical, Hannah Montana, and Camp Rock, among others, which will be available exclusively to D23 Expo attendees at the Walt Disney television booth. So there's a booth. There probably will be lots of merchandise there. But Disney does seem to be playing it safe quite often with merchandise, especially with Disney Channel shows, where they hold off to make sure if it's a hit before they make anything.
I've seen some DuckTales stuff, but not that many. But I know that they do like action figures and such in the United States. It's just we don't see it that much here.
It's like, you know, this, like, was it Little Green? What's it called? I cannot figure
Fat Mojo or something like that. The company that are doing these DuckTales figures.
Yeah.
Oh, the show, it's Big City Greens.
Big City Greens. For some reason, that name just does not seem to stick in my brain.
It's weird. It's because Green is the name of the family, and they've moved to the big city.
So, I mean, you know, they're going into their second season now. Is it second? Yeah, they've gone into the
second. They're going second. Big Hero 6 is halfway through its second season. It's getting a third one. DuckTales is almost done with season two, where they still need to air about 10 more episodes, and they're confirmed for season three. Tangled is over with season two, and season three is going to be its last one, and that's airing sometime later this year.
Yeah. It's just a stuff a lot of different bits and pieces going around.
And Milo Murphy is on the
hopefully...
Because they're working on the Phineas and Ferb movie right now.
Yeah, I was going to say they're working on the Phineas and Ferb movie. And it's going to be... It definitely feels quite strange because I rarely see... Very little merchandise goes up on Shop Disney. Very little merchandise comes out through other... there's very, very little. And I think that's very telling about like the Disney Channel stuff at the minute. It's
yeah, I think very only disconnected from them. Funko has stuff for Disney Channel, and that's pretty much it, other than Descendants.
They do a lot of dolls.
Like they have dolls and like notebooks and that kind of stuff. And
It's very noticeable that they hold back. They it's like Amphibia, which has just come out this last month.
Premiered today here in Canada.
Yeah, it's that kind of situation of something like that where, you know, you would think like they would be like the initial wave of toys and it'd already be pre-planned to have them out there. But Disney are like, whoa, we're going to see how people react to it. If it makes a lot of money, then in some ways, if I feel they've gone a little bit too conservative.
That's how it was with Gravity Falls. That show was huge and there was barely any merchandise.
Yeah.
It was all out after the show ended. They did a big comic book. They did a complete series Blu-ray. They did the notebook that was in the show. It's like you wait until the show's over to release the merchandise.
It's that kind of thing, the cycle. And also quite often as well, it does seem with Disney at the minute, they kind of get to that, and Netflix are the same, you get to that like free season period and it's like, right, okay, time to cancel it, move on to something else.
Yeah, before it used to be 65 episodes and then you're done.
Yeah, so they're definitely sort of speeding up and kind of wanting new stuff. And I think as well, it's just...
Because they don't want the show to... tire out and get predictable, like with SpongeBob or Simpsons, you know, those shows that drag on forever and forever. That's why Gravity Falls and Phineas and Ferb ended early, because the creators didn't want it to drag it to the ground.
No, it's Cats 22. There's falls and against for all of it. But I'd love to know what you guys think at home. Let us know in the comments below. And that kind of pretty much wraps up this week's episode. So make sure you go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms, including YouTube. Also, a quick plug as well, go check out whatsondisneyplus.com. And you can subscribe for our podcast there with me and James, who we do that on every week as well. So, Matt, where can they find you?
They can find me on my personal YouTube page, Matthew LeBlanc. I post travel vlogs there. And occasional reviews.
Right. And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.